2015, Monday, June 8th, 8:24 a.m. So here I'll try and go through some miscellaneous things that have been partially developed. Partially developed in the sense that you can think of these recordings as having this ratio between two different things. On the one side is the stuff that you think about for a while, kind of develop it out in your mind, and you have something that you want to say. There's like something that you want to express, and it comes out in the recording. Other stuff is more like it's recording, time's going on, there's like this forward pressure to keep talking, say something, what to say, I don't know, make something up. Stuff that's a bit more fictional in nature. It's not exactly fictional, but it is not, it's not the first thing. It's not something that I had been thinking through. Lately stuff is a bit more on the fictional side. This is a bit less on the fictional side. And I'm thinking, and once again, I'm going to preface it by saying, so there's this stuff that is interesting, could, perhaps it is insightful, but ultimately the main thing, the bottleneck thing, is going to be setting up gaming, setting up, it's not just gaming per se, but the ability to frame, motivate, and get draw to make use of any insights and make things happen, somehow make things be different, as opposed to having some kind of insight and then there's this lack of ability to draw on it, to make use of it. And a lot of insights are just, say, at the beginning of something. There's a lot of tedious details to work out, like you can come up with a prototype of something. That's not enough to make something useful. It is a start to something useful, and so it has value to some extent. But you want to follow it up and do something rather than do that, nothing comes of it, think that there cannot be anything that comes from it, so therefore go and look for the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, and then nothing comes of anything, and then it's like, okay, nothing can come at all, and yet had something right at the very beginning. So the first thing is around the imaginary, which I still have not yet made up another name for it. The imaginary, going back to this theme that I think started with the expanding bureaucracy. I'm not sure if it went further back than that, but again, this notion that theoretically you could have matter be in this or that configuration. It's not going to happen without this additional thing that seems to be not strictly necessary to make it happen. So again, with the bureaucracy, it seems so tedious and so worthless. It's like, I can see the path to get there, it's direct, I don't have to deal with all this stuff. Why does this thing even exist? It's like, you wouldn't have been able to see the path without it. Here I don't mean bureaucracy is necessary for everything. The point is more about the reductionist. The reductionist terms, the minimal set of terms in which you can express a path in which you talk about things, quote-unquote, rationally. It also goes to say the notions of, so something that doesn't seem like bureaucracy, notions of ideas such as justice, good, etc. I'm sure you could come up with some sort of reductionist standpoint. You could make some simulation, let's say, and it simulates some civilization And within your civilization, say you have, you simulate, say, crime, and you simulate the judicial, etc. And maybe there's nowhere in the code that uses, say, justice. And so it's like, okay, it's something made up. It's not needed within physics, let's say. And so therefore, it doesn't exist. And I'm saying that like to the bureaucracy, the idea of justice has this ordering power. So next we come to time as the idea of change relation, which is going to have to be conceptualized based on whatever will be the changes that would be made. So if not much is going on in terms of information, if not much is changing from your conscious perspective, if you're not like doing much, if you're not simulated to do much thinking, like not much change is taking place day to day for you, then it's not that somehow like the physical or the atomic time, let's say, changes, but in a sense, time ju does change for you. Or you could say it's between the two. You could say that a lot of, let's say, physical or atomic or something like that, that time, a lot's gone. I mean, a lot of time has passed. And yet, you've been doing the same things from day to day to day. And you think back, and it's like, oh, a year's already gone by, and yet it seems like it went by so much quicker than previous years because, from a certain standpoint, not much has changed, and yet from this other one, a bunch has changed. So you might think of it, say, in terms of a proportion. Maybe one year, lots of stuff happened, or maybe one day, a lot's happened, and you're like, I can't believe it's only been a day, so much has gone on. Another day, nothing happens, and you can't believe the day's over so quickly. Alright, so if we take and we think of time like that, the changes that we care about, though, are the changes that move things to a higher order state. It's like putting things together. Putting things together, learning, new experience. Things like that are the changes that we're interested in. Saying that in order to make things happen, in order to make time flow, you're going to need higher, like greater, more and more degrees of the imaginary. That's what I would propose. I couldn't say it for certain because I can come up with, for a lot of different things that I say, I can come up with different explanations for them. So for stuff that's more out there, I just simply lean the other way in order to help keep a balance, then I come up with plenty of naturalistic explanations. For plenty of the other stuff that I say where I'm trying to lean towards away from stagnancy, more towards action, I could also take a different side to it and come up with different explanations. Only that wouldn't serve purposes well. I'd rather just simply get movement and then fail at things, as opposed to find reasons not to move at all. So one of those things could well be that people are able to put together something like, say, a free market, and it has this ordering power to it that goes beyond individual comprehension. And so you could well say that people don't really need to improve as far as the imaginary goes. They don't really need to learn ideas like the idea of justice, the idea of the good. They can stay at whatever level they're at, or even go, some people would say, even devolve down to a lower level, and things will still go on. Time will still flow, and things will continue on to a higher order state. without people having to themselves to get better in their ability to make time flow in the sense of bring things up to a higher order. So let's pause that for a sec. The other thing I would say for the imaginary is I propose not something specific, but something more to consider as far as investigation goes, the proportionality within, for lack of a better term, well, I was gonna say psyche, maybe it's the mental. I had to jump right to it. The ability to go down this progression and get to where you have particle physics and the ability to like arrange matter in with greater and greater complexity, and yet at the same time, it's like the people who are the scientists, they have no liberal education at all. It's all just this bare minimum that's needed. And the civilization that they're in, say, take it further, it also has, say, no literature. There is no art, etc. And yet the civilization is able to progress to the point where physically they're able to produce anything that we have now. Anything that's been able to be known and engineered through science and engineering. I propose that would not be so. And if it were so, it would come about from a devolution. And further, that it would not be the way forward. But you could make an argument. You could propose on the other hand that there could be something that's like to the free market. Something to where people don't have to progress in that sense at all, and yet it'll still happen. Don't need the ability to arrange it. There'll be some sort of forces that are exerted and that will produce that result. And so likewise you could say going forward, people don't really need to have a higher education. They only need to be able to move things around. They only need to be able to satisfy basic human needs and have things put into those terms. So to use an analogy, it would be like saying, for this team sport, baseball, football, basketball, whatever. This team sport, you have coach or manager, you have players that play different positions. This would be like saying each only needs to know what they need to know in order to physically move their body and in order and to be able to understand the plays. The coach or the manager does not need to have any experience and need to understand anything from a player's point of view for any of the individual positions. Further, the players in each of their positions don't need to know anything that any of the other players know. They only need the bare minimums. So if it's like, okay, your play is to run from point A to point B and catch the ball, all you need to know is how to run and how to catch. That's it. And further, anything more you try and do beyond that is not going to take you to a higher level of play. It's going to end up being a waste of your time. You can make argument for that by saying, ultimately, whenever there is a play, that reduces to that happening. If you're trying to explain like what's going on physically, you don't need to talk about any of these other things. I'm saying that that's not so. I'm saying that what happens is something like this. That thing is necessary. Didn't realize that it was necessary. Came at it through association, which I'll have to get into later. Came at the thing like say the idea of good or just or something like that through some kind of an association, build it out, then it gets to the point where it's like it has diminishing returns. Or say you take your ideals too far and you think they're going to be magic and everything's just somehow going to work out right just because you believe in the ideals because they've worked so much in the past. So it's like it doesn't work out or it's being less worth the effort. And yet, for the things that you're doing, you can see the path to get there already because it's already been done. And so therefore, you cut out that stuff and you're able to still keep getting the same result. I'm saying that once you do that, you're simply just going to start devolving, and you're not going to get any further beyond that. It's interesting in a way. In a way, it's reminiscent of how I'd say for someone who wants to get rich, and they associate being rich with having expensive clothing, expensive car, etc. And so therefore they go ahead, they go out and buy that stuff. It's like, all right, by association, I should now be rich. It's like you're not seeing the other stuff behind it, the other stuff that you need. In this case, it's like you're not seeing the stuff that's being used that's necessary for this thing, and so therefore you're getting rid of it. You're not seeing the value of it. It's not exactly the same thing, but it is pretty close. It is kind of like this kind of magical thinking in a way, to say that it's like, okay, we can have this on the cheap. We don't have to have all this other stuff. We can, it's like you typically see and associate these things together, and yet this other stuff has a cost. We don't see why it's needed, so we'll just get rid of it and we'll be able to have something for nothing. Which, I don't know if I should qualify it. Of course, it's not to say that it's never the case that you cannot ever, you can't ever make any improvements in terms of cost. Of course, it's possible. It is possible, but nothing is free. So what are the implications? I feel like I'll probably have to come back to this. The main one that sticks out in my mind right now is to say that there may well exist things which I don't have and would not be, in a sense, strictly necessary in order for me to do the things that I want to do. Seem not to need them, and yet they're better. They're better, or in at larger scale, or in a longer run, they are necessary. And I should look for those specifically in cases where I see a path to something, trying to take it, and it's like it's not worth it. It's not that it's not worth it. It's not working. I'm not able to get to the thing as quickly or cheaply as I feel like I ought to be able to do it. From there, the question is, okay, what is wrong or what is missing?